Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. 605 Magazine's July issue hit the streets yesterday. It's an outdoor issue highlighting Outlaw Square, the hillside resort, and boldly claims that we'll get schooled in some fish culture. So let's bring on the Snyders to expound on this summertime issue. Alana Snyder is publisher of 605 Magazine. Alana, welcome.
Hey, good to be back.
And John Snyder is director. Snyder is director of sales and marketing with 605. Hi, John.
Hey, and we're actually outdoors talking to you. So there you go.
Well, that is nice. That is very nice. It's a good day to be outdoors, and I'm told the virus is less threatening out there as well. So everybody wins in this scenario.
Exactly.
Alana, let's start with you and talk about just the challenges of putting out a magazine right now and how they eased a little bit and you were able to get some places.
Yeah, so actually the good part is that we do, someone asked me the other day, they're like, oh, was that on purpose that you had the outdoor issue because of what's going on? And it's every July, so it just so happens that it worked out that way. So yeah, it made it much easier for going around and shooting the stories and kind of keeping space and all that. So, and it made me realize how much there is to do around the state that's outdoors.
Yeah. Where do you want to start with this issue? Let's flip through. I'm flipping through the electronic copy right now, so you don't get that wonderful radio sound of pages turning, but where do you want to start?
Right. Yeah. So actually, I found the Turtle House, which is part of the, I don't know if you're familiar with Dick Turms for the Turnospheres. He's an artist that's in Spearfish. Very, very talented, but he has this really amazing art gallery that you can actually stay in. What is it, John? John actually got to go inside. What is it, like part of the gallery or is it below?
Yeah, so it's below. It's directly below. So they actually, people might recognize his art. They're big globes that are painted in 360 degrees around the outside. And he has almost larger versions that he lives in, which is crazy. So they've built these houses that are stunning and unique, and they're just big, big windows, and everything is spherical. And you can actually rent and stay there. His son Lang has the Turtle House, and it's below Chick's actual studio. It's kind of interesting because if you look at the ceiling in there, they have a huge, it's obviously, it's professionally repaired, but he built up in his studio above the Turtle House a thermosphere so big that they couldn't get it out. So they had to cut a hole in the floor, bring it out through the Turtle House, and then they obviously repaired it. But you can see where they did like an inlay when they repaired it. It's kind of cool.
Wow. All right. So this is all part, I mean, well, of course he would have a home and a, you know, an area that was artistic, was sort of, you know, there's, who did you get to visit out there, John, with his son?
His son, Lang. And we spent some time. He's just a cool guy, and he is a musician that plays all over the place, but they live out just outside of Spearfish there. Or it might technically be Spearfish, but it's in the hills, and it's such a cool place. Like, you can't go out there and not just be chilled out. Like, the vibe out there is just mellow, man.
It's small, right? How many people can sleep there, probably?
I want to say, well, there's two bunk beds and a double, or maybe a queen, and so you probably get four people in there.
Yeah.
Somebody's got
to share. So you can go to Airbnb and be part of this, but also you can see the gallery there in Spearfish as well. It could be a whole part of, you know, I'm not sure, I'm not saying the gallery's open right now, I don't know, but
right, it's like a Spearfish built-in Airbnb experience with the Airbnb. It's like a double whammy.
Right. Yeah. Spearfish Canyon is open. You can take a drive. What's that, John?
Yes, absolutely. They were open when we were there, so unless that's changed, they should be open.
Yeah. All right. Fabulous. I can't wait to go see that. I've always kind of wanted to, you know, Dick has obviously been on the program and does such remarkable work, so that would be a fun trip. Where do you want to head next?
Well, actually, still in Spearfish, that's actually on our cover right now, is the Fish Hatchery, which has been around for a long while, but I had never been there. It's a hatchery, and they have a lot of archives. I think they have, like, what was it? They have a ton of archives. I was going to say it's, like, in the million, but I could be off. But there are parts of it, like the museum and everything, that you're not able to actually go inside right now. But, I mean, honestly, there was so much to look at just outdoors, and I have never been that close. Like, you can see there's, like, all these different types of trout and you can do like an underwater viewing area that was really beautiful.
There's an area to walk. You go like a floor underground. You walk down some stairs and you look through these windows that you're at the eye level with all the like the big tank. And so it's kind of cool to like see it. You see it in some aquariums sometimes, but it's really neat. The rest of it's outdoors. It's just beautiful. And they were mentioning to us, April was mentioning to us, who is one of the leads there at the park. She was mentioning that they just recently had their friend's organization buy the adjacent 60 acres, I think. So they're going to really insulate it from, you know, any developments that are going to be built on top of it. And they might be able to expand there, too, which would be really cool.
And this is part of a national program. Tell me a little bit about the sort of nationwide influence of this or the thumbprint there of this, not this beyond South Dakota here.
Yeah, so there's the National Fish Hatchery System, and April's actually with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So it's really neat. And actually, when we were there, we found out that you can actually purchase a beer. Three breweries, Spearfish Brewing Co., Crow Peak,
and Sawyer.
And Sawyer actually created the Rainbow Twana, which is a beer that you can buy out there, and the proceeds go to the hatchery, which is really nice.
Of course there's a beer, the beer tie-in.
Of course. There always is. You know?
And they have a full-size historic train out there, too, that kids can go play around. It's really nice. They were just dealing with some hail that came through the area, so they're doing some repairs to it out there. There was some really heavy hail last month, but it looks really good out there now.
Yeah,
there's an Spearfish old fishery boat. Like, there's a bunch of stuff to kind of just, like, gaze at as you go on a walk outside.
Yeah. Spearfish is one of my favorite places on the planet Earth, and it's nice to know there's places that I have yet to explore and fully experience in this town and in this area. All right, where do you want to head? Where should we click to next here?
Well, let's see. We could go to Wentworth, and that has the Hillside Resort, and I've actually stopped by there during a bachelorette party, so, you know, I was in great form. But this place is really neat. They actually have two restaurants. So there's the Hillside Steakhouse upstairs and then Hemingway's Hideaway on the bottom floor, because I guess the owners love Key West, and they, like, Ernest Hemingway was in that area, so they wanted to name it after him. And so it's a really awesome place. I mean, you can do everything from eating there. You can gas up. You can rent kayaks, boats. Anything, but it was just a really neat place, and they have in August an outdoor luau that you can do. So right now, they said August 1st, they're planning on still having the luau. I'm sure with everyone kind of keeping some space, but yeah, it looks delicious. We got a lot of good food picks per usual. Yeah, definitely a really fun spot that if you're in the Wentworth / you know, like the Lake Madison area.
Oh, okay, sure. And then you can get on the water there too, then?
Yes, yep, you can, like, pull right up to it.
Okay, sure, I have not been there. what's the deal with Ernest Hemingway? Is that just, like, a personal connection?
I guess they just loved Hemingway in Florida, and so they wanted to, like, create the restaurant and name it after him, so.
Nice. All right, what did you eat?
So we actually sent our interns. I didn't get to eat any of it, but there's some good tacos. They have some steak. I need to get there. Loaded fries, but I'm sure they enjoyed it.
Yeah, our intern projects come with food, so they're popular.
That's not so bad. No. There's a Cuban sandwich there, it looks like, I look at the menu. Yeah.
That Cuban also might be, I tried a Cubano at Burr Oak, which is actually our restaurant review, and that's in, it's a diner in Yankton that just reopened.
It's really nice looking.
Let's take us to Burr Oak, the Burr Oak Diner. They were open just a little bit before they had to shut down, huh?
Yes, I was like stalking them because it just looks like this really awesome modern diner, and they had just opened early February, and they had been waiting 5 years to open. And it's this couple, the chef, Bill Nooney. He's actually pretty known in the Yankton area. He's been at Minerva's for a long time. He does a lot of, like, food tastings and does stuff with, like, Ben's Brewing Co. But they had opened, and, I mean, they look like they have a killer breakfast menu. They don't have breakfast right now, or at least they didn't when I went there. Right now it's more like lunch. But I did see, since I went there, that they have opened for some limited indoor dining. Before, they were just doing takeout when I stopped by, but It's a really nice family business. I sat down and had coffee with them, and they let me try a couple things. And I actually had my first burger with onion on top. It just changed my life. I'm a late bloomer.
It took you a while to get there, huh?
I'm looking at
a page of Severance Brewing Company, which is right down by the studio. Been there. That's kind of a neat place.
Oh, and did you see? So they just won. They're our Brew Feature of the Month, and they just won a Crushy Award, and it was named one of the coolest tap rooms in the nation by the Craft Beer Marketing Awards.
That's a pretty cool name for an award.
Crushy.
Actually, it's a pretty cool name for a brewing company, Severance, and they've got a little, I don't know if it's in the magazine, so I don't want to start spouting things that are not true, but when I was there, they have the story of how they named it. And why they named it. So maybe you'll just have to go there to find out. Are they open now, or are some of these places?
Yeah, they're kind of in that process of getting back there. But their space, when it's in full swing, is awesome with the two roll-up doors, and you can sit kind of facing out, looking at the park. And it's a really well-designed space. They're going to be coming out of this and built for success long-term. We're happy for those guys.
Right. They did have options to go before for to go containers as well. So talk a little bit before we let you go about just some of these. We have about 2 minutes left, but when we kind of flip through the pages and get nostalgic for things that we haven't had in a while because we really want to sit and have a nice meal and look out at the park. What are you hearing from business owners and people across the state for are they holding their breath and hoping to recover? Or are we losing things every day, things that will never come back online?
Yeah, it's cautiously optimistic. At least here in our region of the country, things haven't gotten that bad either in the past or at least currently, like kind of the way they're looking. And, everyone's going to deal with little things that come up here and there, but as long as everybody's responsible, there's very few unfortunate situations where people have had to close their doors permanently. We're thinking that things look pretty good. And I was speaking with a few people on the west side of the state yesterday, and their numbers are doing very well, and they're just doing their best to mitigate everything in that process. So the demand is there. It's just trying to figure out the right way to make that work.
Right. And dealing with all those behind the scenes challenges with supplies and, being able to source to go containers and half the clientele wants no precautions and the other half wants more than you have. So it's definitely a balancing act for local, especially food places. John and Alana Snyder, thank you so much. Alana, tell us where to get the magazine and find out more before we let you go.
Well, I'm glad you asked. You can do 605magazine.com. We have an app you can download. You can pick up hard copies throughout the state. You can call my cell phone. No, I'm kidding. You can get it anywhere.
All right. Keep your eyes open. Alana and John, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so
much.
Thank
you.